Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During the first hour, I interviewed Simon Parks, a fascinating fellow live from England. And during the second hour, I'll be interviewing Judy Calley up until about 3:45 p.m. And then I'll be interviewing Carolyn White, and we will be talking all about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be held in Olympia, Washington, from March 9th to the 11th, 2018. Also, after the conference, we'll also be doing the HADO sessions, HADO vibrational sessions. They'll be using the same HADO vibrational machines that Dr. Masaru Emoto used successfully to treat 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014. The machines are unique in that they go back 7 lifetimes, and they determine the karmic reason why people are physically or spiritually ill. I haven't seen anything like this in the entire world work the way these HADO machines do, and they're very, very successful. Usually, you can only get these kinds of HADO treatments in Tokyo, Japan, at the Emoto office, but the world's most famous HADO therapist, Mr. Shirichiro Yoshinuchi, he's also called Yoshi, will be giving these treatments and diagnosis here in Olympia, Washington, at my conference on March 12th and 13th with the help of Michiko Hayashi from the Emoto Peace Project. In addition to these HADO sessions, we'll also be showing the North American premiere of Tetsu Shiratori's film Reading on the Life of Edgar Cayce. I didn't realize this, but as Tetsu explained to me the other day, I interviewed him for my television program, there's been no full-length film ever done on Edgar Cayce, and this is the first one. And introducing the film and giving a presentation to Edgar Cayce will be Sidney Kirkpatrick. Sidney's a famous American author who's also on the board of directors for the Edgar Cayce ARE Foundation in Virginia. And for those interested in Edgar Cayce, this will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn about the ARE and Edgar Cayce, and also to meet Sidney Kirkpatrick in person, because he'll be there in person giving a presentation. All of the thousands of medical readings that Edgar Cayce did during his lifetime are available at the ARE Foundation, and you can find all kinds of remedies, things like baldness, depression, you name it, is available there at the ARE Foundation. And many of those remedies, their home remedies, work for people today. So that's the value of looking up their readings and also learning more about Edgar Cayce. The focus of the conference is a healing conference, and for those who'd like to attend, I'm sure it'll be a life-changing experience and very healing. With that, I'd like to invite my good friend, Judy Calley, who I consider one of America's best psychics. She's an amazing lady. Her website is www.judycalley.com, and she'll be also giving a presentation at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month in Olympia, Washington as well. And Judy, how are you doing today?
I am doing really, really well, and it's always fun to be able to be on your show and to be able to, you know, share with your callers whatever surprise people show up for, whatever information comes forth. So it's always a fun thing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I know, Judy, you must have a lot of friends in high places because, once again, as what happened with Simon, this entire studio is lit up in this beautiful white light. And I keep telling my friends here at the station, I said, look, all you have to do is to save on your electricity bills is just to ask the angels to come in. They'll light up your studio and you won't have to pay any electricity.
Isn't that the truth?
That's right.
And when we allow ourselves to glow to the fullness of our own self, we could light up Mount Washington ourselves. So it's quite wonderful that we are really, really feeling the light of who we are with every breath. It's been getting brighter and brighter since December 21st, 2012. So it's quite wonderful that you are just getting more sparkling and more glowing and more magnificent and more illumined with every breath.
Well, thank you so much, Judy. There was a quote when I interviewed you some time ago from President Kennedy, and he said that there are so many pockets of light now on the planet, and they're getting the planet itself, from his perspective, is getting brighter and brighter, and there's going to be a time soon in the coming years when the entire planet is covered in this beautiful white light, and we will have shifted into the higher dimension.
Yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who better than from the other side?
Mm-hmm.
They can see it without the filters on, and they can see it much more clearly
mm-hmm.
than we can.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's really beautiful when we get those kind of messages, because it helps us to rekindle our hope and rekindle our sense of faith and rekindle our sense of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a beautiful gift.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Judy, I'm tempted to ask you to bring in some of my favorite spirits, including President Kennedy, but I think this time I'd like for you just to open the door and see who comes through and what messages they have.
I would love to do that, and I was being guided to talk a little bit about the new children.
Okay.
You know, the new children have been coming on the planet since the 1980s.
Mm.
And they're actually the new golden children. That's mm-hmm. really who they are.
Wow.
Because they carry gold energy, and the gold energy is divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We carry human consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
They're carrying divine consciousness.
Wow.
Our I Am presence, the higher wisdom of our soul, is full golden light,
mm-hmm.
divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're getting ready to step into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace.
Wow.
And the new children are here to guide the way. And the new children, there are 77 different types of children that have been coming on the planet since the 1980s. They're called energy pods.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2002, 2003, my guides woke me up, because I get information sometimes 5, 10, 15 years before I ever see it in print or hear other people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2002, end of 2002, 2003, my angels woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they said, as of now, no more carbon-based beings are being born on planet Earth.
No more what? And carbon what?
Carbon-based.
Oh, okay.
And when we were in Atlantis and Lemuria, we were crystalline beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we went down through the dimensions from the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Atlantis and Lemuria, down to the 3rd, we became carbon-based beings, which is Earth-based beings.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been shifting into our crystalline self as with every breath, as we're speaking, as part of getting ready to shift from 3rd to 5th dimension. Well, what's beautiful about this is these new children that have been coming in since around 2002, 2003, my guide said all plants, all animals, and all children from this point on are full crystalline beings, and they're fully awake masters.
Oh, my goodness. What an important message. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And this is what you need to know. The new children cannot handle fluorescent light. They can't handle anything but organic food.
Okay.
They can't handle artificial coloring and artificial flavoring. They have to have things pure because they're pure.
Ah, interesting.
And so a lot of the children that are being labeled with all these different labels, it has nothing more to do with they're being overloaded with sugar, and they're being overloaded with chemicals, and their little bodies are not designed to handle artificial stuff on any level.
And so are they being labeled as a problem
ADD,
children?
All these other things.
Right.
And really, that isn't it at all.
Oh, wow.
It's because they're being overloaded with chemicals. And
mm-hmm.
like one 15-year-old said to me, he said, you know, he said, I really don't like going to school at all. And I said, well, share with me what it is that's the most difficult for you.
Right.
And he said, well, first of all, he said, the fluorescent light, he said, it drains my energy.
Mm.
And by the end of the day, I'm so drained, I can barely function.
Wow.
He said, I need natural sunlight. I need fresh air. I don't need to be sitting in a classroom for 6 hours hearing somebody talk. And
wow.
He said, where the life force is in nature. It's not in concrete. It's not in walls. And he said, I can actually smell the chemicals in the walls.
Wow.
And it just wrecks my nervous system.
Yeah.
He said, I can smell the chemicals in the food. I can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I asked him, I said, can you share with me which class is the most difficult for you? And he said, history. And he's not the only one that said this to me. And I said, well, would you mind sharing it? And he said, I'll give you an example on Thanksgiving. He said, there was no meeting of the pilgrims and the Indians. He said, the Indians were slaughtered. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And he said, and I have no interest in celebrating that.
Right.
So he said, when Thanksgiving comes around, he said, here it is in the history books with all this stuff. And he said, more than 50% of what's written in the history books that we're all being forced to memorize and details never happened or didn't happen the way it's being presented.
Yep, yep.
And he said, so for me, it's a complete waste of my time
right.
to sit there and go through all this stuff and memorize all these things. So I have a solution. And in 2005, I started seeing golden animals when I did a documentary on mm-hmm. Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle for NBC. And they flew me to Bimini with Lester Holt.
Uh-huh.
And I started seeing golden animals then. I saw six golden dolphins, and I saw a golden whale sparkling with golden water.
Beautiful.
And I thought this was an Atlantis thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I came home, and I started seeing golden fireflies and golden butterflies and golden peacocks and golden giraffes and golden elephants. And for 5 years, I started seeing all these things in gold.
Wow.
And then I started seeing the Earth like it was in a gold. It was in a snow globe, like the little snow globes that you see at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was full of a million pieces of gold glitter, and the whole earth was sparkling in all that gold glitter. I started seeing the ocean with millions of little gold stars, sparkling stars. And I started seeing people, and they looked opalescent. They looked like the illumination of their light. And then inside them, I would see little rainbow sparkles, like little rainbow glitter. And after 5 years, my guides came to me, and they said, what you're seeing is the new Earth.
Wow. Really?
And mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
And so anyway, I work with clients all over the world, and what's exciting is some of my clients are starting now to see the gold energy. And I had one just in the last 2 days, and she said, what does this mean? I'm seeing things with golden auras, and I'm seeing golden lights are sparkling. And she said, it's happened twice in the last week. And I said, you're opening to the new energy. And I said, you're opening to the new earth and the new you.
Wow.
And she said, it was absolutely mesmerizing, but it just flashed and then it left.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, then what you want to start paying attention to is what are you thinking and feeling when you experience that because you're in the new energy.
Sure.
And it's some form of love. So the reason I'm sharing this is because that same year, floating in my bedroom, was a 12-inch golden circle of light flaming.
Wow.
And it announced that it was the ambassador that represents all of the new children.
Wow.
And it said, I'm here to work with you. And so I've been working with the ambassador since 2005. And here we are now 13 years later, and I've still never heard anybody channel, talk about, write about, the ambassador that represents the new children.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to suggest to you and what I want to offer is to the I Am presence of all those souls that have been born since the 1980s and are part of the new golden children
mm-hmm.
here to lead the way into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace.
Wow.
I offer to your I Am presence the assistance of the ambassador for the rest of your life. In whatever way honors you, through love, ease, grace, and joy, in the most benevolent way.
Mm.
And for all the families that have these children in their lives. And remember, we're also talking about the plants and the animals
mm-hmm.
since 2002, mm-hmm. 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So I offer to these families the assistance of the ambassador. Mm-hmm. In whatever way honors their family as mm-hmm. a unit
mm-hmm.
through love, ease, grace, and joy.
Wow.
In the most benevolent way. So one of the gifts that you can give these new children
mm-hmm.
is to open your heart to compassion and start noticing the ways in which you may be trying to insist that they behave the way you grew up or they behave the way that your children did when your children were little. that doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
They very much live in the present moment, and they choose to be happy now.
Wow.
So
wow.
as much as you can, please have compassion to start noticing and ask your higher self, in what way can I assist the new children?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're here to help, the new animals, the new plants. Mm-hmm. They're all carrying the divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
As you're carrying the divine consciousness, mm-hmm. you're also a golden being of light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you really are.
Wow.
So I wanted to bring that information out publicly
mm-hmm.
to your audience, so that for those of you that are dealing with circumstances with children
mm-hmm.
and your animals and your plants, know
mm-hmm.
that they carry the divine consciousness
mm-hmm.
and they're walking masters.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful message. Wow, Judy, thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing.
I try. So, as far as being stepping forth, interestingly enough, one of my guides is Edgar Cayce.
Oh, wonderful.
So, here we go. He's standing here.
Okay.
And here we go. I wanted to step in briefly to just make a comment that may assist you.
Mm-hmm.
The information that I received and that is so well populated came in at a time when it was to help people to start to recognize that they could help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ideas of modern medicine, what we call modern medicine, and the idea of introducing foreign substances into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It was really important in my generation at that particular time to help remind people of the natural remedies and the things that worked in their bodies that did not assault them, did not bring different energy that they may or may not have accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that has not changed.
Wow.
So all of the information that I brought forth is applicable today.
Mm-hmm.
And I behoove you to ask yourself, what are the things that my grandmother did? What are the things that my great-grandmother did? What were the things that they found that worked for them? And try some of those things when you're trying to find a solution to something,
mm-hmm.
as simple as all the uses of vinegar or mm. all the uses of baking soda
mm-hmm.
is endless.
Mm.
So it really is about keeping it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to take up a lot of time. I just wanted to pop in and pop out
mm-hmm.
and say that you're coming to a time when it appears as though everything on the planet is so complicated and toxic.
Mm.
And it's important that you remember that there is a beauty in simplicity, and there is a beauty in using nature in its natural form.
Mm.
I am Edgar Cayce, and I send you a wave of love.
Thank you so much, Edgar, Mr. Cayce, for coming in. We'll be showing a film about you next month, and I hope you can be there.
I will be there.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln's here.
Oh, wonderful.
Here we go.
Okay.
You know, there have been many titles that have been attached to me and my short life and what I experienced in life. And one of them is Honest Abe. And in truth, we all are honest in our sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, because we want to fit in, because we want to be like everybody else, because we want to not be isolated and alone, mm-hmm. we sometimes have a tendency to alter our truth to accommodate another person, because we think that that allows us the opportunity to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I stood for in my short life
mm-hmm.
was the opportunity to be who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was certainly not a handsome man. I was certainly not the kind that people would look at and say, wow, I could look at him all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a utilitarian functioning person.
Mm-hmm.
My looks were average. My height was very tall.
Mm-hmm.
I stood over many of the children when I was growing up. And yet I had the opportunity to come into a position where I stood out for all of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So my message to you is be who you are. Allow yourself to be your authentic self and know that that authenticness will take you into the destiny that you agreed to participate in and the gift that you agreed to give to the world. And it doesn't have to come in a pretty package and doesn't have to come in a package that somebody hands you with instructions. You already came with that burning desire in your own heart. And when you listen to that, it will guide you beautifully. So my message for you today is be who you really are and celebrate that and allow each other to be who they really are and know that each one of you are a bright light in the sparkling illuminescence of this beautiful world. And each one of you light up the world in a different way. I am Abraham Lincoln. I was your president, and in my heart, I still extend a wave of love to all of the world.
Thank you so much, President Lincoln, for coming in today.
Mother Teresa's here.
Oh, beautiful. Thank
you. Here we go. In my own little way, I took it upon myself to find that crack in nature, that crack in the world, that I could live the niche of what I knew I was here to do. And I was called many things. And there were many blockages and walls that were put around me. And I constantly heard people saying, no, you can't do that. That's not how we do things. There's a procedure. You're not following procedure. You need to be patient and wait until this person or that person gives you permission to do whatever. And she said, she's saying, if I had waited for all the other people to somehow touch the vision that God put in my heart, I would still be sitting in a chair in the large office of the Catholic Church waiting for somebody to grant me permission.
Hmm.
Instead, I allowed my God heart to guide me, and I listened to that voice inside of me, and I knew that was my authority, and that was who was in charge of what I was here to share,
mm-hmm.
and that was more important than any mortal. And so I was able, in my own small way, to make a difference. And I suggest that you also turn within and listen to the voice of your God self, because your way of making a difference in the world is sitting there waiting for you to listen, not wait for permission. I didn't do things in a way that was obnoxious. I didn't cause harm. I did it in my own way. But when I knew I was right, and when I knew it was the God voice speaking to me, I did not shiver, and I did not pull away, and I did not let the little me take control. I stood in my fear, and I still did what I felt I needed to do, and I knew that the loving hand of God would hide and clear and open the vistas of whatever it was I was there to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So please feel the hand of God right now guiding you, and know that you are here to make a difference in your own way. Listen to your God self and put little blinders on your eyes and little covers over your ears when those are saying to you from their fear what you can and cannot do, mm-hmm. in a way that causes no harm. Move forward. Extend yourself beyond your fear, and you will be amazed at the difference that you can make in the lives of you and the lives of your brothers and sisters all over the world. I am Mother Teresa, and I lived by the hand of God, and I suggest you do the same.
Thank you, Mother Teresa, so much for coming on today.
There's a Canadian goose here.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right. Great. Great.
I just wanted to fly in for a moment and share from my feathered friends a similar message that you are receiving today. And that is that there is a blessing in allowing ourselves to work with our brothers and sisters in harmony. Birds have a tendency to work in flock, and we have an inner navigation system that allows us to listen to what Mother Teresa was talking about as mm-hmm. the hand of God guiding you. Mm-hmm. And many times you will see us in the thousands or the hundreds or 20. And we are working and flying in perfect formation. Mm-hmm. And it is that inner, what Mother Teresa is calling, hand of God guiding us. But it comes through our instinctual self. And we listen to that instinctual self. And we know that that's our navigation system. We don't fly down and look for another bird and say, tell me where to go. Mm-hmm. We listen to the inner navigation system of who we are. And as birds, we have the freedom to fly anywhere and to see from an amazing viewpoint on life. But number one is the freedom to be able to fly and to be able to honor our inner navigational system. Mm. You also have that freedom. You can soar through your imagination, and you can go anywhere, and you can experience anything. And let your inner navigation system guide you and see where it takes you. You might be delightfully surprised. So I am a Canadian goose. My name is Waldorf, and I have come forth as a representation of the bird flock to tell you, watch us. When you have moments of doubts and fears, look on your electronics. You can find pictures of us and know that we are showing you that the way is through your inner navigation system, and it's always spot on 100% if you choose to listen and work in cooperation with your fellow brothers and sisters. That is my message today.
Thank you so much, Walter, for that beautiful message.
All right. A Canadian goose, who knew?
That's amazing.
What a name, Walter.
Walter. Well.
And he had such a presence of strength and a sense of self, and he stood so proudly, and his little chest was so predominant, and he held his head with such grace and integrity as he was speaking that you would have thought he was speaking like a representative that literally was talking to the world. He was very clear about who he was and about the gifts that he and his flock members have.
Wow.
And isn't that lovely, because we're all made out of the same energy. It doesn't matter the form.
Right.
And we all have that inner navigation system, which we as humans call intuition.
That's right.
And everybody is wired to receive your intuition in four ways.
Mm-hmm.
You are wired to receive it as claircognizance. I just know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I know, but mm-hmm. I know I should have turned left, and instead I turned right, and I got lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen when it says to turn left. Listen. Mm-hmm. Clairaudient is when you hear messages through your ears, and sometimes it can be as simple as listening to the leaves whistling in the wind, and they will share their message with you. Clairsentient is when you feel information, and we all feel other people's energy, and we can feel the energy in a room when we walk in a room. That's clairsentient.
Mm-hmm.
And then clairvoyant is your spiritual eye. And we have a third eye, which most people commonly know, between your eyebrows, called your third eye. That's mm-hmm. your masculine eye.
Mm.
But what most people do not know is on the top of your head, you have what's called a moon eye, which is your feminine eye. And that is also your spiritual eye.
Mm.
So when they teasingly say women have eyes in the back of their head, we do. We all have an eye on the top of our head.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
So this is our time to mm-hmm. open our vision and to give ourselves permission to listen to that authentic self, mm-hmm. as Abraham Lincoln talked about,
mm-hmm.
as Edgar Cayce talked about, as Mother Teresa talked about, and Waldorf, the Canadian Goose.
Mm-hmm.
That their similar message is be true to who you are and listen, as Mother Teresa says, to the hand of God, and as the goose said, to their inner navigation, and listen to that part of you that knows the truth for you, knows how to guide you perfectly, and you're always in the right place at the right time under the right circumstances. You've never made a mistake in this life.
Hmm.
Every experience honors you mm-hmm. and gives you the tools in your toolkit so that you can give the gift of your heart you're here to give. And you've never been a victim.
Hmm.
Everything is decided on a soul level before you come in with 50 members from your soul family.
Hmm.
And you choose what parts are going to play. You write the script for your life, and you're the one that decides how you're going to look and how you're going to sound and how you're going to be born and under what circumstances, and how you're going to pass and under what circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You even choose how many near-death experiences you're going to have.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you start looking to your own heart and you start listening to the whispers of your own soul
mm-hmm.
and feel the truth, your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than your head and never lies to you. Your head lies to you all day long because your ego thinks that this is the only life you're living, and that you're mortal. So it's constantly trying to keep you tiny and small. But the truth is, you're multidimensional. You are all into everything. And you are living thousands of lives as every form of life. You're living lives as animals and plants and suns and moons and water and wind and air. You're living lives as rainbows and mountain ranges, and a speck of dust, and a molecule of water. You're living lives as star brothers and sisters, and every form of life. And we're living all of our lives now. There's no past and there's no future. Everything is happening in this moment, and this is where your power is. So my message to you today, through these beautiful beings that came forth, is know that you programmed into your sacred heart every person, place, thing, and experience you would require for this lifetime. You came in fully equipped. You're not missing anything. And you have everything that you need to live this life already inside your own heart. So take some time to get quiet in nature, where the life force is live and open. And give yourself permission to start listening to the whispers of your heart and know that it will guide you beautifully to take your next step and to live more fully in the present moment. You are perfect, whole, and complete. You're pure divinity. You're all and everything. You're not here to learn anything. You already are everything. You are here to remember who you are. So I give you each a big hug, and I celebrate who each of you are. And I want you to know that every thought, word, deed, and experience that you choose affects every form of life through infinity. So choose wisely how you choose to use your energy and the imprint you choose to leave in the hearts of every other form of life. That is our responsibility. Mm-hmm. And if it can come from joy, and if it can come from love, then you are honoring the highest integrity and light of your soul. And you are honoring the gift that you only you can give. Each of us is a thread in the weave of life. And no thread is more important than any other thread. So there is no hierarchy. There's just all of us as expressions of divinity in different forms, living out different stories that we've all created before we ever came in. So start looking at all beings as golden beings of light and know that that's who they really are, and they're playing a part in a script that was written by them and for them.
Very profound words of wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Just a little food for thought.
A little food for thought.
And laugh and dance your way through life. It's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Really appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Do we have time for one more, Judy?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. So, here we go. Guinevere is here, who was Arthur's wife.
Okay.
On the round table. Here we go.
Okay.
At this time, you may have noticed that there has been a larger emphasis on the divine energy of the feminine. Mm-hmm. And that is because there is a gnawing sense in each one of you that there is a kinder, gentler, more loving way to experience things than the harsh push, force, insist, and control method which we have been living for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
So in this time frame, my message to each of you is, allow your feminine to come out. Allow your feminine and the softer, gentler, but equally strong part of you to look at life with tender eyes and a gentle heart and a softer touch. There is strength beyond measure in the way of working with life, in the flow of it and not against it. That is the key in martial arts, is it not? Where you are taught how to thrust and how to pull back and how to use the energy of thrusting and trajectory at your advantage, and you can sweep your leg under the person, and you can help yourself to get away from a dangerous situation. So it isn't necessarily the brawn and the tough and the forced way that we have assumed through wars and through dominance and through control that this was necessary. We are stepping into a time of the gentle breeze and the softer voice and the gentler touch and the quieter strength. And how many times have you had examples of somebody doing something that would appear absolutely impossible, like a woman lifting a car because her baby's under there. And somehow she manages. Well, that's that resource of your divine energy that is a quiet strength that does not need to roar like a lion. But it can come in the gentle soothing of the heart, and it can move mountains. So at this time on the planet where we've had this excess of masculine energy dominating everything, we are now being asked to listen to the quiet whispers of the divine feminine, mm-hmm. and allow yourself to touch yourself in the softer ways and the ways that speak to your heart more truthfully. And it's much more fun to play and to meet somebody in the middle and to find a way that you can open up your heart to listen to their point of view. You do not have to agree with it, but you do need to understand that you're each individual and everybody's point of view is going to be different. Mm-hmm. So instead of thinking that I have to run ramshod over somebody like a lawnmower, why not step back, invite the person to meet you in the middle, and say, I'm here in respect to listen to your perspective from your life, which I know is equally valued as my perspective from my life. Mm. And I will share mine as you share yours, and maybe we can find a common ground. Mm. This is the time of the divine feminine, and this is the time to let your inner voice sing. And this is not the time for wars and forcing and insisting and pushing and controlling. Those are the old ways. Those are not the new ways of the new earth. And the inner harmony, that inner flow, is like watching a tiny child swimming in the water, and they're having fun as they go in the current, and they come up on the beach, and they start laughing because it was so fun to ride the wave of harmony. So look for the wave of harmony in your life and try to swim in that flow. And look for the ways to speak more softly and to allow yourself to engage in life in a less harsh way. And know that each person is a valuable part of life with equal importance. And meet them in the middle. Meet them in the middle. That is my message that we express and mainly live by with Arthur and Merlin and the Round Table. Wow. We would meet each other in the middle, and we would have mutual respect for many different points of view, mm-hmm. and knew that all were valid from the mm-hmm. perspective of that individual. Mm-hmm. And then we just needed to find a common ground mm-hmm. that we could take from that point and move in one direction together. I am Guinevere, and I am here to assist you at any time. Call my name, put your hand on your heart, and I will be there to assist you to live the gentle way, the strong way, and the way of harmony.
Thank you, Guinevere, so much. And Judy, it's always a delight to have you on the show.
It was a lot of fun. And I thank each of you for being on the call. You're all here by divine appointment, by the way. And I thank all the beings that stepped forth to share from their heart and to be able to touch your heart in the ways that they did. Thank you, Ted, for inviting me. Oh, namaste, and have a sparkling, sparkling, wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Judy, for coming on today and giving all these beautiful messages. Thank you so much. Well, my friends, that was Judy Kelly, who I consider one of the best psychics in America, and she will be giving a presentation at my conference on Sunday, March 11th at the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friend Carolyn White, who will also be a speaker there as well. Carolyn, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well, and I'm happy to be here, and hello to all of your awesome listeners.
Oh, well, thank you, Carolyn, so much. Well, our conference starts next month, about 2 weeks away, and we'll have Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, who was the assistant for Dr. Emoto for 10 years, a fellow named Shirichiro Yosanuchi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a famous Hado instructor from Tokyo, and both his name is actually nicknamed Yoshi. Yoshi and Michiko will be giving Hado sections on March 12th and 13th. These are special vibrational therapeutic sessions that Dr. Emoto used to give people before he passed away in 2014. And he successfully treated about 10,000 people with these machines. The machines themselves go back 7 different lifetimes and determine the karmic reasons for one's physical or spiritual problems. And it's amazing how successful they are. And of course, and then we have Dr. Kyra Roca, a famous naturopathic doctor from the Bahamas, Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic. Simon Parks, of course, will be there, will be giving a presentation, as well as Professor Jerry Pollock of the University of Washington, a famous water scientist. Sidney Kirkpatrick will be flying in to give a presentation. He's on the board of directors for the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the ARE Center in Virginia. Judy Kelly will be there. Teresa Carroll, a wonderful psychic. Tom Palladino, a wonderful and fantastic scalar energy healer, will be there. Robbie Holtz, who's an author and Australian Aboriginal healer, will be there. Tony Rodriguez, who was with the 20 years with the Secret Space Program, will be giving a presentation, as well as Josh and Adam Biggleson, who I nicknamed the Blood Brothers, the sons of Dr. Harvey Biggleson, and myself, Ted Marr, will be there. And last but not least, Carolyn, you'll be there as well. So
yes, I will.
Good. And during this hour, or a little earlier, Judy Kelly brought in Edgar Cayce, who gave us a message. Of course, his film will be on by Tetsushiro Tori will be shown next month on Saturday, March 10th at 2 p.m. And before that, Sidney Kirkpatrick will give a presentation on Edgar Cayce. He's a wonderful fellow, and he's also a famous American writer and author. And for those interested in Edgar Cayce and the ARE Foundation in Virginia, this will be a wonderful opportunity to meet him firsthand. And
as I understand, Ted, this is the North American premiere of this movie that is called Readings about Edgar Cayce. So it's an opportunity to see it's the first full-length movie about Edgar Cayce, and it's fully endorsed by ARE, the Cayce Foundation. So I'm quite excited to see that and be part of this.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess there are producers here in this country, the United States, who've tried to produce films, a full-length film, but they've never succeeded. But Tetsushiro Tori did, and this is the first full-length film on Edgar Cayce that's ever been done. It'll be shown for the first time here in North America, the United States, and Canada on Saturday, March 10th at 2 p.m.
And I think one of the reasons is that I know that we've talked about this before, that the Japanese have a very high sense of integrity and honor. And I think that he's probably the first person that has approached this from a point of integrity and not sensationalism, because there's a lot of people that have looked at Edgar Cayce's work and what he produced. And I think that sometimes documentaries that are made here in especially the States tend to sensationalize things. So I think that we're going to get a very, very honest and full perspective of Edgar Cayce from this from the Japanese filmmaker Tetsushiro Tori.
Right, exactly. Now, you do something important, too. You do aura readings. Could you explain a little bit about what you and your husband do?
We have a system, and we read your energy as it is right now from the meridians that are all associated, that each meridian in your body is associated with a chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It produces a beautiful color photograph that shows the state of each one of your chakras, how it's functioning, how it's interchanging energy. And then from there, both Jerry, my husband, and I do a very intuitive interpretation of what is happening with your energy at this particular time. There's lots that we can see there because, we're beings of vibration and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that we can figure out from what's happening with each of the seven major chakras. We can also see that what energies that you're attracting to you in your life at this particular point in time, any spiritual energies that are around you. So it's just an amazing journey into understanding and discovering that you are just more than your physical body.
Well, one thing I like about you, Carolyn, and your husband, Jerry, you're very loving, kind individuals who have a lot of love for people, and you genuinely try to help people in a service to others way. And that's why I always like to talk to you, and always like love having you come to my conferences.
Well, thank you, Ted. And yes, we're there because we want to have people have the experience and make it available to them so that they can. And I think that if with all of us, if we understand really our true nature, who we are as not just body but mind and spirit,
mm-hmm.
then we're able to use that information and grow mm-hmm. as individuals and ascend. And that's really what we're all here for, is to help one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, the first day of the conference is free on Friday, March 9th, so if you don't have enough for registration, don't worry, come anyway. You can meet all the presenters and talk to them. You can be part of my radio show. I plan to be broadcasting live from the event. It'll be held at 9101 Stillicum Road Southeast in Olympia, Washington. And for those driving, it's just off of exit 111, which is an angelic number off of I-5. And the rest of the conference for the weekend on March 10th and 11th is $197. But there are discounts, 50% discount for active military or students. The HADO machines are unique, our opportunity to get diagnostic treatment from Shirichiro Yoshinuchi, who's one of the world's, he is the world's most famous HADO therapist, along with Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project will be helping him. Those sessions are $250, but everyone who had those sessions last year were extremely pleased, happy with the results. And they actually, the machines, as I've mentioned, they go back seven lifetimes to determine the karmic,
yes.
The karmic reasons for why people have a particular physical or spiritual issue. And then they attempt to rectify that condition by programming water. And that's another whole story, too, and that's one of the reasons why I've invited Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington. He discovered, well, other scientists as well, but I'm sure he'll tell you in his lecture on Saturday morning at my conference that water has memory. And water is a lot, it may look the same, but as Dr. Emoto discovered, if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water on the molecular level, all the crystals become very, very beautiful and very, very bright. But my goodness, Carolyn, how the time has flown by, and I've got about 2 minutes left, but I want to give you some time to wrap up your wonderful interview today, and thank you again so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you, and just want to remind your listeners, too, at the conference, we have other vendors that are going to be there besides the presenters. All of the presenters are going to be available so that if you need to talk to one or set up an appointment with one, I'm sure they'd be glad to do that. And I think that it's just so important to, if you're interested in a spiritual path and ascension, is to interact with other like-minded people, because there's a synergy of energy
mm-hmm.
that happens when you come to a conference like this.
Mm-hmm.
And all the presenters and the vendors and people are there because they are service to others, and they want to help you, and they want to help you understand and grow so that we can make this world a much better place to live in and bring peace and harmony to it. And it starts with you. It starts with each one of us doing our part
That's
to
right.
raise our vibration.
That's right. For information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today, and I hope you all have a beautiful and bright weekend. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful day.